following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
AutoZone realizes if your car isn't working, you're not working. That's why they carry all the parts needed to keep your car working. So to the man who is bold enough to use car trouble as an excuse, you, sir, will be in trouble.
Right now at AutoZone, save $2 instantly on gallon jugs of Prestone coolant to protect your cooling system. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on the Husky 24-piece screwdriver set, just $19.88. So, let's bring joy to the workshop and start a tool collection that will last forever, guaranteed. That'll make the words, some assembly required, something he'll look forward to for years to come. Let's do this. The Husky 24-piece screwdriver set, right now, just $19.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, while supplies last.
Kellogg's throw. It's going to be tipped and caught. It's caught. It's caught. It's a touchdown, Western Tech.
Armstrong claps the hands, runs option near side. Tommy keeps it himself. Steps up 15. What a fake 10. Armstrong down to the 6-yard line. Snap back. Zone read. Tommy keeps it himself. Gets a block on the edge. He scores. Touchdown, Nebraska. Tommy Armstrong. Yard count. What a drive by Big Red.
Don't throw it into double coverage and throw a pick.
First incompletion today. Armstrong sets gun. Pass is. Oh, goodness. What a catch by Fitzy and Unua. Husker showing blitz. Banderas coming after Coulter. Coulter trying to step up. Gets hit. Goes down. A sack for the Huskers. Back at the 25-yard line. That is a loss of 10 yards. Ciante Evans with his second sack of the year. The far side, Alonzo Moore, the pattern of the near side, back to throw as Armstrong throws it out, the deep flat man, wide open pass, caught, touchdown, Quincy Anunua, 6 points, Nebraska. Again in the gun with Green to his left, back to throw, Coulter being rushed, Anker grabs, he throws him down, there's a sack for Jason Anker, all the way back at the 19-yard line. Cooper showing a blitz off the edge. He's going after Coulter. Yes, he brings him down. It's a sack for Corey Cooper. Back at the 20-yard line. A loss of 9 yards. Corey's second sack of the year. Simeon gets the snap. Looking to the near side. Gets hit as he throws. Intercepted. Avery Ross. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Hit. 6. Big Red. Coulter gets the snap. Takes a handoff. Keeps himself. Ciante Evans. Brings him down to the backfield. Off the 23-yard line. That's a 7-yard loss. Ciante Evans. A pistol set. Armstrong turns. Hands it off to Amir Abdullah. Squirts around the left side. 45-50. Amir. 45-40. Angled out of bounds at the 30. Gets the shotgun snap. Husker send a blitz. Simeon gets hit. Blown up. Dropped down. Avery Moss. Big time sack. Back at the 37. A loss of 10. Hanrahan in motion. Snap back, hand off to Trayvon Green, and he doesn't, he loses the yard, back to the 2, quick timeout taken by Nebraska, turns, makes a handoff, bootleg out to Coulter, running, steps up, gets drilled and knocked down to the 5-yard line, Randy Gregory with another big time hit, Huskers have stopped him, snap down, but Dean's kick is up and good. I don't know how, 33 seconds left, Kellogg gets the snap. Steps up to avoid the rush. Looking downfield, avoids another rush. Has a man open in the flat, throws it out to Azuma. Makes a catch at the 35, and he's got the first down to the 40-yard line. Trips to the near side. Kellogg gets a shotgun snap. Final play of the game. Ron waiting for the wideout to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air. Caught. Touchdown. Jordan Westerkamp. Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest. Oh, baby.
Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for a football Friday that's anything but all football today. We'll have plenty of it. We'll talk with Brian Munson of Big Red Report about Husker recruiting. where he thinks Nebraska's going bowling. If his opinion is different than anybody else's that's out there that expects to go to Arizona for the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl and probably play Texas. Although if Texas beats Baylor, I think that kind of changes things up. I think I'd rather play Texas than Baylor. Also, we've got Derek Rackley of the Big Ten Network to preview Michigan State, Ohio State, the Big Ten championship game, and kind of a recap on the season. Pigskin Pick'em and the highlight of the Friday show, Jim Langan's selections. You don't have as many games to select from this week. Do you have anything?
I have one big play.
One.
Yeah, one.
That's
big
all
play.
It takes.
But I'll give two other games, but I do have one big play that I think is a big play, but you know, we won't release that until later on in the show. Make them listen. You gotta
exactly.
Listen.
Folks, glad to have you along with us here on today's program. If you want to join us at any point, you can give us a buzz. You can email us, Facebook us, tweet us. You know, throw a rock at the window. I don't care. You'll get our attention. I say that because Jimmy's sitting closer to the window. So
it's going to be really cold if they break the window. Let's do it some other day. Wait till July to throw some at the window.
Yeah, maybe they'll fix the screen. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook us at ESPN Superstation, and you can tweet us at any time, ESPN 1460, 1550. Again, the Twitter address at ESPN 1460 and 1550. The opening night of the high school winter sports season last night. Everybody will be in action by sometime of this weekend, whether it's wrestling, whether it's basketball. Boy, can you imagine getting up and going to swim practice at 6 in the morning?
Wow.
Forget that.
You know, Doug, and I like these indoor activities in Nebraska. You know, when it's indoors and, like, we can adjust the heat to the temperature we want it to, it seems like it's a lot more fun to be inside. Did you like to do any sports that were outside, Doug? Any sports outside that when it's freezing? I mean,
when it's freezing? Oh,
like, do you
no.
like to go out and ice fish?
No.
You don't do a lot
no.
of ice fishing?
Don't get it. Don't understand it. I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's just not my deal. I'm the weirdo. I'm not the hunter fisherman guy. I'm not against hunting and fishing. I just, that's not what I do.
Well, I mean.
And besides, wintertime for me, you, us, we're pretty darn busy. Saturdays, Fridays, they're busy with ball games.
You know, I heard somebody was just over listened, and they were talking about going out and hunting last night, like it was 7 below, checking out. You know, looking at things and making sure that, like, looking for deer and maybe they're going to get them in the morning or whatever. I think it's freezing outside. I mean, this is John. I'm like you, Doug. Same thing. Skiing. I don't know. You know, ice skiing's never any of these things. Excuse me. Any of these things. I mean, if it's too cold. I mean, I can't wait to get inside.
We should have moved a long time ago, shouldn't we?
There you go.
There you go as well. A lot of things going on in the world of sports. All this baseball signing, whatever. That's what's going on there. The Jameis Winston, we were exactly right with what we talked about yesterday on the program. You knew he was not going to be found guilty or brought up on charges, I guess would be the case yesterday. You've got the whole Nelson Mandela passing away and his impact on the world of sports. And it is from the point of talking about sports, you get to talk. Gary Player was on Mike and Mike this morning, which was outstanding, and a variety of different folks that got a chance to meet the man. So that those stories are nice to rehash in here. And that's a few of the things going on. There was one other thing I was going to mention, and I can't remember exactly what it was. So I'm sure it'll dawn on me here in the near future.
Tom Osborne was on Mike and Mike in the Morning
yes.
the other day.
Yep.
Did you listen to it?
Yep. Yep.
What did he say?
Well, they really basically, it was all about the playoffs. There was not a single question about Nebraska. There was not a single question about Bo. It was all about he's on the committee that will choose the playoff teams next year. He said, I'm staying. You know, there's no reason. They kind of asked him, well, what if we had one this year? Basically, would you put a one-loss team in over a undefeated team? And he goes, we kind of made a pact as that we wouldn't talk much about this year because it really has no bearing on a lot of things. And there's still games to be played, which is the best thing about it. That, as we've said, there's still games to be played. Once it all plays out, then the discussion is there. The problem is people that have an agenda can't let it play out. They need to have 2 or 3 weeks to try and sell a one-loss SEC team getting into the national championship game over an undefeated team. They can't just wait until Saturday night because Sunday is when the selections come out. So you got to talk about it and brew it up and put it in the voters' minds and see if you can get that out there. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll make our selections a little bit later on the show. But I just, right now, they'll announce it Sunday night, Jimmy. Yes or no, Florida State and Ohio State are going to be playing for the national championship.
Yes, if they both
no,
win.
No. That's not my question. My question is, taking into account the games, everything, Monday when we're on the show, well, we'll be talking about Ohio State playing Florida State for national championship.
I only have to get a yes and no, and I feel like I'm on a jury here, and I can't explain what I want to say.
I'm saying no. I'm saying however it works out, wins, losses, teams shuffled, I don't think that's going to be a national championship game.
Okay, I say it's going to be the national championship.
And you're right a whole lot
this
year.
No, I'm not. You're right
a whole lot this year, so I feel way better about things. That should make everybody feel good. See, if it would have been the other way around, then Ohio State or Florida State should be worried because I've been kind of off the mark this year.
Yeah, those two will be playing in the national championship.
All you got to do is look up Houston Texans.
Oh, my Lord. Did they eat?
I'm a little worried here. My time is running out on the correct prediction of last year's Super Bowl. My time is running out. The statute of limitations is almost gone on that.
You know, I'll tell you what, you only need to hit so many of these, though. You don't have to be correct all the time. You know, it's kind of like, hey, I'm only 7 out of 10 on the Kentucky Derby winner, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Way to go. You had a great day.
I'd like to be 3 out of 10.
Yeah, well,
Maybe one out of 10. Yeah. No kidding. If you'd like to join us, give us a buzz. The UNK volleyball season came to an end yesterday as they fell, and it's gut-wrenching, I know. The girls were up 2-0 against a team that they had battled hard with. They're in the toughest region in any sport, in any spot in the country. And they can't finish it, can't get that third set. They fall to Central Missouri, and their season comes to an end at 28-7. And the reward for Central Missouri, they now play in the second round of this 64-team bracket, the 6-time defending national champions. So two of the top 5 teams in the country are playing in the second round. That would not be allowed in any other sport that anybody in the NCAA basketball tournament, that would not be allowed. Even when a mid-major like a Memphis, a Gonzaga, Louisville, that would never, ever, 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 ever happen. And I just can't believe, and I'll say it again, we've had NCAA people on the show. They just refuse to talk about it. It's ineptness. It's sad. Nebraska volleyball will play tonight. By the way, yesterday career, Ashley Leitner, Katie Sokolowski went over the 1,000 career kill milestone. Nebraska volleyball tonight against Fairfield. That is going to air on Nebraska Educational Television. UNK basketball lost last night to their opponents on the road in Missouri Southern State. The women had a shot. They were with the lead. It was back and forth. They fall 76-72. 27 turnovers did them in. And the men, well, Connor Baronic had 26 points, but Missouri Southern shot 60%, 199-79. They will play at Southwest Baptist tomorrow. Hastings women, a winner over York, 80-63. The men and women have nationally ranked Briar Cliff on the schedule for tomorrow. So that's what's going on there. You've also got college wrestling. UNK is at Fort Hays State, and the Huskers are out in Las Vegas. There's a good gig at the Cliff Keene tournament. We're going to take a break here, and when we return to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we're going to talk with Brian Munson of Big Red Report, Derek Rackley of the Big Ten Network. A reminder that if you are driving around and maybe it's not heat, your car's not heating quite right, or the wheels are wobbling a little bit, or the snow's coming in, you've used the windshield wipers and it's not getting the frost off like it should, they can take care of that for you at the Midway Auto Dealership. Get the oil change, get the maintenance, get it done. Winter's here, folks. They will take care of you. And if it's just time to look at a new or pre-owned vehicle before the end of the calendar year, you can stop by their lots or check out the all-new ThinkMidway.com to view the complete inventory. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, reminding you that they are looking forward to seeing you next Saturday the 14th at the PBR Midway Challenge at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We'll be back with more after this.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You're a guy over 30 and not in the best of shape. You know that you put on about 5 pounds every year from not doing anything about it. You want the energy you once had. Even your libido is suffering and your wife is looking at you sideways. You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro, exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Before you drive off to see your in-laws for the holidays, you should change your oil. Now at Napa, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $20.99. So pick up the oil change special at Napa, because you wouldn't want to get stranded on the road and not be able to go see your, well, maybe you would, but your wife will never forgive you. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 12/31/13.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, "Oh, that's so sweet," it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant and participating U.S. locations only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. Ends at 11 to 9 p.m. Eastern time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at BuffaloWildWings.com.
You want action. You want excitement.
This place is going nuts.
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush. Then you want the one and only PBR.
Catch it all at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, Saturday the 14th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney. Brought to you in part by Cunningham's Journal, Best Western Plus, and H&H Distributing. Tickets available at JR's Western, PickMyTickets.com, and the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. See you at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, December 14th.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
Lace him up.
Right away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull good. It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday program. Getting ready for the Big Ten Championship, the SEC Championship. Those are the two games that will air here on ESPN Radio. Of course, you got Pac-12, ACC, and much more going on with championship games this weekend. Of course, the big one tonight. Woo! Mac Daddy! Northern Illinois and Bowling Green. Are you fired up about that one?
Well, I think the kid from Northern Illinois should be invited to the Heisman Trophy ceremony. And do they come out with that? Like, who gets to be invited after this week, or how do they do
Yeah,
that?
They'll announce that early next week.
Okay, like Monday.
Early next week, yeah.
When is the vote? You vote on that. Do you have to vote in by when?
Monday, and so they'll announce. They usually will then kind of see who the top whatever is, and then they'll invite them on Tuesday.
Hey, when you vote for that, now they used to have, you know, of course, a self-addressed stamped envelope. Now you go online and vote for that.
Yeah.
Is that right? And it has to be in by what time on Monday then?
4 o'clock.
Okay, good deal.
Central.
Well, what, you know, you watch enough college football that I think you definitely are fair and throughout the United States. And I'm afraid there's some people that just – you know, if you live in Alabama and Mississippi, you're kind of going to go to the southern, you know, area. And I think that's one thing I like about Doug. You know, you're going to go through this whole state and look at the whole picture.
I'm thinking Brett Smith, Wyoming.
There, I'd say that then maybe you'll lose your vote next year.
Terry Douglas will appreciate that in Grand Island. It's time for our Husker recruiting update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, joins us this morning. What's up, Bri?
Hey, man, what's going on up there in Kearney?
Oh, it is cold, brother. It is cold. Hey, you got me any George Strait tickets? Are you going?
You know what? I finally mentioned that to my wife, that the Cowboy was riding away one last time at Jerry World over there, and I figured maybe we try to go ahead and get something lined up. I don't think that's until June, and of course, if it's in June, I've got to go ahead and manage my World Series of Poker schedule, so now it's... Now I'm trying to balance two things there, so it's George Strait or World Series of Poker.
I think tickets sold out today. Take the sure thing. Let's talk a little football here. Broad scale, then we'll get back to Nebraska. You watch a lot of football and you see these kids that have come out. Give me your thoughts on Jameis Winston, because obviously he just came in to Florida State, and now all of a sudden it's okay to vote for freshmen for Heisman, which it always has been, but now it seems to be the thing to do. Did we know that he was going to be this good coming out of high school? And just your thoughts on who you think should be maybe three or four guys that should be in New York.
Well, I think there was a thought, general thought there, that he was going to be a good player. I don't think that anybody had him pegged to be as good as what he is so early on in his career down there in Tallahassee. This is a guy that's really emerged. I think it was a fairly tight battle, you know, with him in the spring. I think that the other guy that he competed against has a really strong arm. But Winston just has a little bit of a swagger to him, a little bit of attitude that you bring to that position, and he doesn't play like a freshman. Let's be honest, it's Johnny Manziel-like, where you start talking about a guy that just has that additional sense playing the quarterback position. When the coaches say that he has it, it is a tough word to define, but you could say that when you start to describe a guy like Manziel and Winston, when it comes to just that ability where the game slows down so much for them and they're ahead of the play, you know, in their minds and where their body can just go ahead and get through points in the play that haven't even taken place yet. Winston can do that. He's got that savvy to him. So that being said, I think the legal part, as weird as that was, to go ahead and have go through all that, I don't necessarily think that it was the right outcome. I don't think it necessarily, on a personal level, it doesn't really help out the victims in serious crimes like rape or whatever you want to call it, but sexual assault cases. But I think Winston right now is your leader when it comes to the Heisman Trophy ballots.
Talking with Brian Munson here on Doug and Daddy Show from Big Red Report and Scout.com. I asked Jimmy this to start the show. Monday, when we're sitting here doing the show, will we be talking about Ohio State playing Florida State in the national championship, or do you think something's going to happen over the weekend to mess that up?
Man, you know, I think it. I really would. I don't think that Ohio State, sadly as I say this, could compete with either a one-loss Auburn or Missouri. I think that you've got both those teams. I think I'd put in front of Ohio State when it comes to my vote. That being said, the way I think that the polls are set up and the way that the system is going to play out is that your two undefeated teams. Going ahead and considering that they're going to make it past Michigan State, which I think is going to be a tough game, but I don't think that Michigan State can necessarily score at will like Ohio State seems to be able to. So I think when you start talking about that a little bit, I think Ohio State can put up just a few more points, even though Michigan State's defense is a pretty good unit this year. I think come Monday, you start talking about where it's going to be an Ohio State-Florida State matchup. And I think even then, guys, I think Florida State should be a fairly significant favorite over Ohio State, just based on a couple of the games that I really watched closely this last year with Ohio State, and really with Michigan, Ohio State really caught in my mind.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Big Red. Obviously, a lot of things have happened here in the last, all season, with the last week, with everything that happened with the Iowa game and Coach Pelini and the fans and the media and Sean Eichhorst. What's your thoughts on where Nebraska football is today as we find out and wait for their bowl announcement?
Well, I think finally that there's a direction. When you get a release like Nebraska did release with the AD saying that Coach Pelini has the support of the athletic director, it allows you to go out there and continue business as usual. And I think it's kind of fired up the staff a little bit. I mean, these guys have been all over the nation this week, and they picked up two commitments on Sunday. It's taken that that the question of whether or not those guys are going to be retained, if Bo Pelini was not going to be there next season, it's allowed them to go ahead and start telling recruits with confidence that your son, to these parents or to the recruit, that you can come there and play for Bo Pelini. And as many times as we talked about it, you know, where does the coaches rank when it comes to a player's, decision? Oftentimes we always say, you know, they were with the coach is a little bit too high in the process, but that is really the connection that those players build back to the university. And as a former player myself, I would tell you that you have no idea how much direct and indirect time those players spend with those coaches, whether that coach is out there actually on the practice field with a guy, or he's in the weight room with him, or he's watching film with him, you know, or he's just watching film on his own. That guy is always in front of the coach in some way, shape, or form, and hopefully it's not a disciplinary issue, you know. So it is one of those deals where, you know, a lot of time is spent between those coaches and those players, and it is a very important part of the process.
News just coming down nationally, by the way, that I'm sure you'll also be interested in down there in Texans. The Houston Texans have fired head football coach Gary Kubiak after last night's loss to Jacksonville, their 11th straight loss. So there's been all kinds of so-called breaking news. Well, this is the breaking news, coach firing Gary Kubiak out with the Houston Texans. We'll try and get Jared Crick's thoughts on that before the end of the program. Let's get to the recruiting. The coaches have been on the road, and even when there's no games, kids make visits to campus. Huskers have had a couple of signees over the weekend. Give us your thoughts on how things have went in that aspect the last week.
So obviously Sunday was a big day. So that's the day after the official visitors have kind of all gone home for this last weekend. Nebraska had a big weekend last weekend, of course. 7 official visitors in town, 4 of those being commitments. A guy like Byers from Cockrell, you know, he could be pulling the trigger for Nebraska sometime here in the next week after his bowl game. A guy like Darius Slade, he really likes Nebraska, went back home, and it's now, you know, he didn't think he'd see it as much or think as much about Nebraska as what Nebraska actually made him think about once he got there. He just didn't have very high expectations. But when you think about the guys on Sunday, you know, you get a guy like Chance Waz to join the class, a teammate of Trey Mosley down there in Pflugerville, Texas, which is in central Texas, just north or just right around the Austin area, I guess you would say, Henderson High School. Very natural safety. Watched his film very closely on huddle. Kind of guy that could perform, you know, really control the middle of the field. Not going to be a big safety. He's a 5'11", 180-pound guy, so he's a little bit on the smaller side, but he's very instinctual, real like a ball hawk is what I would use the word to kind of sum him up. He sees the plays develop in front of him. Like I said, the game kind of slows down for him a little bit. He shows a really good ability to jump the routes, which is great. And I think Nebraska really sees him as playing and controlling the middle of the field in that 4-2-5 that Bo likes to run. So I think that's a good fit for Nebraska. But the big guy, of course, that committed later that day was Terrell Klinkscales, 4-star defensive tackle from Dodge City, Kansas. You start talking about a 6'4", 315-pound defensive tackle that has a pro-style defense, you know, pro-style body right now, and you put him into a group of I'd say talented defensive linemen. When you start considering, you know, Curry and Valentine and Maurice and Collins, and of course Peyton Newell, who will be joining them, you start throwing that list out. You know, when we start talking 2 years ago about how depth wasn't there at the defensive tackle position, you've gone now from talent poor to talent rich, and it's a very deep position, and it's young. And Klinkscales, though, brings in some age, some maturity. He can kind of pave the way a little bit. He kind of takes the pressure off, you know, when it comes to some of those younger guys that are still trying to learn and get up to speed. And he should have a huge impact. I don't know if it's going to be Randy Gregory big, but he should have an impact next year immediately.
Talking with Brian Munson of Big Red Report here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just a couple of moments left here. Brian, what's it like when the kids come in for an official visit and there's not a home football game?
Well, it kind of depends. So there are no official visitors this weekend after all, guys. So I know everybody's been reporting throughout the week that the official visitors are going to be coming in this weekend, that those have been canceled. All the guys that were rumored to be coming in this weekend, the Corey Avery.
I wouldn't bring them in this weekend either. It's below zero, bro.
Well, it's very cool down here in Dallas, too. In fact, we got a lot of sleet last night, so it's about 27 degrees here. But I know if it's 27 here, I can only imagine what it is up there in the motherland for me. So, but, you know, the guys like Eric Lauderdale and those guys are now coming in next weekend. I know weather was a consideration there. But plus, also, the coaches are out there on the road still trying to get more guys to get in there before, I think, even like the early signing period. You know, there's some guys out there like Aquishi Brown from Grossmont, who's a cornerback. But kind of getting back to your question, so when there's not an actual home football game to go to, oftentimes there is a home basketball game, or you know, whether that's male or female, or there's a volleyball game, or some other kind of athletic activity, they will typically end up going to that. I know sometimes during that middle part of the month, particularly for the commitments, there was always a kind of a press to get those guys in to go to the team banquet sometime before the holiday season came around, before bowl preparation came up. that was always a good weekend to kind of bring in the commitments, let them kind of get them all meshed in with the players. It was a good time just because all the players were together. So you can really find out about, you know, how well you're going to gel, who the guys you're going to be close with on the team. But a lot of the commitments actually have come in through this throughout the season. So I don't know necessarily if that's going to be a big weekend or not, but usually there's another athletic event that they go to, and they're in, and a lot of people always are tweeting about it and taking pictures of those guys as they're sitting around up there watching the basketball games.
Hey, Jim Langan here. Hey, I had a question for you about in Texas, about Mac Brown. If Baylor would beat Texas really bad this week, I'm talking about, you know, 38-14, something like that, is he in trouble right now, or what do you think Mac Brown's situation's like at Texas?
I think he's in huge trouble. With the AD change down there in Austin, number one, I think that looms very large over where his career path is now headed. But also the way that the season started, you know, with Diaz as his defensive coordinator now, and now Robinson is in there helping out. It's a better situation. Obviously, that's a talented group. We all know that they are. We all know that they sign, you know, top five, top ten classes every single year. But I mean, I think what you've got there though is there's a general understanding, you know, that since the national championship with Vince Young, there hasn't been a tremendous amount of production and results, you know, overall. They've had their success. They beat some teams. They beat Oklahoma. They beat Nebraska. But in terms of getting back on the national landscape, you know, I know that they had the game against Alabama, but still just not a repeat performance. I think that there's a point there where with the AD is going to come change with the head coaching position. So I would start looking to the West Coast for the replacement to Mac Brown. I think it's going to be Shaw personally from Stanford that gets a really hard look to move to Austin. But I think that Mac Brown, regardless of what happens with the Baylor game, and I do think that the Baylor's going to beat them, that's going to be his last game as a head coach, regular season game for Texas.
All right, Brian, we'll let you get back to December, and we'll talk with you again soon. Enjoy the month. Always appreciate the time. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Brian Munson from BigRedReportScout.com. Follow him online with the very latest Husker news. We need to take a break. Derek Rackley scheduled to join us, Big Ten Network, when we come back.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on the Husky 24-piece screwdriver set, just $19.88. So, let's bring joy to the workshop and start a tool collection that will last forever, guaranteed. That'll make the words, some assembly required, something he'll look forward to for years to come. Let's do this. The Husky 24-piece screwdriver set, right now, just $19.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, while supplies last.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible, it attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at Bigger, Better.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind chill advisory continues for the listening area. Partly cloudy skies today with a northwest wind 5 to 10. Highs will be in the low teens. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 5 below. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 5 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Jared Crick of the Houston Texans is going to join us before the end of the show. Gary Kubiak fired moments ago. Wade Phillips will finish it out as the interim coach. He took over for a couple of weeks there when Kubiak had the mild stroke on the field. So we'll talk with lineman Jared Crick of the Houston Texans before the end of the program. Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Who will win the Big Ten championship game tomorrow? 55%. I think this just blows me away. 55% say Michigan State. I think they want Ohio State to lose. Derek Rackley of the Big Ten Network is gracious with his time as he gets ready for the championship game tomorrow to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we had to wait. You know, he's a Minnesota alum, and I know he's going to be bringing it to us. Congratulations, Derek. How's it going?
I'm doing great, guys. I appreciate it. No, I won't be rubbing anything into the Cornhuskers because, trust me, we got to get a couple more consecutive seasons of winning before I start talking trash.
But how great is that? I mean, Minnesota pointed in the right direction this year.
Now, it's very encouraging. And, you know, you wondered if Minnesota was going to be able to turn the corner. And everybody coming into the season said that Jerry Kill, historically, when he takes over a program, it's in his third year where he makes the most strides. And I tell you what, that proved to be true again. And even in the face of all of its stuff away from the field with Jerry Kill's health, and I know that they did their best to kind of keep it about the team and make sure that Jerry was taking care of himself first and foremost. But the fact that they were able to juggle those quote-unquote off-the-field distractions and still be able to put together the type of season that they did is impressive to me, and it also makes me like a proud papa as a former alumni or a former player at that university. I'm happy that it looks like they've got things pointed in the right direction.
You know, Jim Langan here, and I felt definitely last year after watching the bowl game that they, you know, actually outplayed and looked really good. The body language was great, and at that time I thought, hey, this team's somebody we're going to have to reckon with next year. Your feelings on that bowl game last year?
Yeah, Jim, I think you're right. I mean, you watch the game, and it's one of those deals where you say, man, we're close. But it's like, how many times have we heard a head coach say that? You know, we're really close. And that really close doesn't mean anything, right? In this day and age, college football and coaches are based off of wins and losses. But if you watch the bowl game last year, you'd say, man, they were right with them to the wire. It just seems like it's one of those situations, again, where a team that has struggled to win can't find a way to pull it out at the end. And they really did turn the corner. And I've told people for many times, all these teams that are really on the fringe of going to bowl games, the fact that if you can just get six wins and be able to get all those extra practices in the month of December, how much that helps your football team. And you could go across the country. I've taken a program like Indiana as well. I think Indiana is really close. I think that program would benefit drastically by 15 extra practices in the month of December, but they came up short of getting six wins. They're not going to be able to do that. So I think Minnesota took that leap last year in the bowl game, and they carried that momentum over in the 2013 season. They got to 8-4. I think it was a great season for them.
I agree completely.
We're talking with Derek Rackley here, the Big Ten Network, Minnesota alum, played his professional ball in a couple of different spots, but we're talking Big Ten football here today. And before we jump into Michigan State, Ohio State, when we came back from Chicago in media days, Derek, I said I think Minnesota is going to be an improved football team, but it didn't look like there was anywhere for them to move. Maybe they'd be ahead of Iowa. Well, the Legends division was totally turned upside down this year. Not necessarily explanation, but your thoughts on what occurred with Iowa and Minnesota having good years and Michigan for the most part and Northwestern kind of imploding.
Well, I tell you, take Iowa, for instance. I mean, I think Iowa's in somewhat of the same camp that Missouri was last year. You know, everybody kind of laughed at Missouri in their first year of the SEC. They struggled. They didn't look like they could compete. But Gary Pinkle kept saying last year, we're banged up. We don't have any of our guys healthy. James Franklin, our quarterback, played hurt most of the year last year. Offensive line, so on and so forth. The same could be said about Iowa. How many times have we talked about the roller coaster at the running back position for the Hawkeyes? They had injuries up front on the offensive line. It's hard to win football games when you're an Iowa program that has made your hay on running the football, and you don't have a healthy running back, at least consistently throughout the season. And then your offensive line, I don't care what type of offense you run, if you don't have consistency and health up front on your O-line, you are going to struggle. Minnesota had the same problem last year. They were able to scrape and get 6 wins. They stayed healthy on the offensive line this year, and they did much better. You look at a program like Michigan staying in the Legends Division. I wish I had the answer for you, okay? It's been extremely frustrating to me as a Big Ten fan, not because I have anything invested in the program of Michigan, but the fact that they graduated some guys on the interior offensive line and they could not replace them. To me, I think it's inexcusable at a program like Michigan. They're in that same category as the Nebraskas, the Ohio States, the Alabama, the USC. They're in that same category as 10 or 15 programs in the country where you're not supposed to have a fall off at certain positions, because Michigan, frankly, is supposed to get the best offensive lineman in the country. Okay, that's the type of program that they are. Had 2 really good tackles that I think played poorly this year for their standards. And then on the interior offensive line, they couldn't block anybody. I mean, poor Devin Gardner, he had a rough season. He was getting pounded all year. That was the problem for Michigan.
Hey, what's the feeling about Nebraska? I mean, when I look at the whole group, you know, you have Michigan and Penn State, and I'm talking about the whole conference, and then you've got that maybe didn't have the success, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get a Penn State that goes in and beats a Wisconsin. But Nebraska just didn't really do anything to really hurt themselves in this conference, but they didn't do anything to really gain it. But what is the overall picture of the University of Nebraska?
Well, I think the picture from outside of the state is probably different than the picture inside the state. Now, you know, I understand that Bo Pelini came under a lot of scrutiny for some words that he said, but you know what? That's Bo Pelini. I mean, I don't think any of us are going to be able to change how Bo Pelini reacts in the media or on the sidelines, whatever. I think you're going to get from Bo Pelini what you're going to get. Now, I had my serious reservations about the Cornhuskers because they were poor defensively last year, and they lost a number of starters and upperclassmen. So whatever experience and talent that they had on last year's defense, they didn't have it coming back this year. So I didn't expect them to get drastically better. Now, I did see improvement through the season, which I think is encouraging. I think you saw some guys emerge like Randy Gregory. Looks like he could be a really good player for Nebraska. Really kind of came on the second half of the season. Speaking of Michigan, really had his coming out party against Michigan. You know, I think the things with Nebraska is they've got to get back to the Nebraska of old of defense. And I don't want to sit here and say I don't know if Bo Pelini or John Papuchis are the guy for that job. That's not my place to say it. But I think, again, you go back to Nebraska should have, although things have changed over the last 10 years, Nebraska should have the ability to bring in some of the best talent from across the country because they recruit from New York to Florida to California and everywhere in between. So I think they need to upgrade their talent level. They need to get back to playing the way that they used to on defense. And I'll tell you, one thing that surprised me about Bo Pelini is I've heard him a couple of times say about, with our style of offense, I understand that the ball is going to be on the ground as far as turnovers every once in a while. I have never heard a head coach say that that's okay. That surprises me a little bit. I understand that they like to run the option. The ball is going to be flying around. But when you put the ball in the turf, you're going to get beat. And I think that's the problem with Nebraska is that they've played subpar defense and they turn the ball over too much, and you're going to get yourself beaten every conference if you play football like that.
We're talking with Derek Rackley of the Big Ten Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Let's get into it. Tomorrow night, Indianapolis, 7:15 kickoff here on ESPN Radio. Michigan State and Ohio State. Derek, I get the feeling, and I don't think it's just in Nebraska, if you're not an Ohio State alum, you're rooting for Michigan State. Do you get that feeling? And then just kind of take us into your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. To answer your guys' question, I live in the Southeast, and trust me, there is a lot of Michigan State Spartans fans down here as well, because everybody wants to see an SEC team in the national championship, and if Ohio State wins, Florida State wins, that is likely not going to happen this year. So I think from a national perspective, there's probably a lot of Michigan State fans, yes, but I can tell you, and trust me, I hear it on Twitter, the Ohio State Buckeye fans they're one of the most rabid fan bases. I compare them to those down here in the Southeast. I mean, you say anything bad about the Buckeyes, and they're going to get after you in a heartbeat. When I look at this game, I mean, obviously the interesting matchup is what unit is going to give. Is it going to be the Ohio State running game, or is it going to be the Michigan State defense? I think this is what we've wanted to see the entire season. The Wisconsin had a really good defense. They were able to keep Ohio State in check for the most part. Statistically, Michigan State is better. And with a veteran defense that knows what they do, will they be able to slow down the speed of Braxton Miller and the power and speed of Carlos Hyde? Because over the last 3 weeks, nobody's been able to do that. Ohio State's been running at will. So I'm interested from a coaching perspective to see what Tom Herman, the offensive coordinator for Ohio State, and Pat Narduzzi, defensive coordinator for Michigan State, what they have up their sleeve to be able to create an edge. I'm not quite sure if you're going to just say, we're going to line up and do what we do and be able to beat the opposing team, because both units are that good. There's going to be a couple of wrinkles here and there. I just don't know what they are. I'm interested to see what they'll be tomorrow night.
Hey, you hit it right on the head on this game, and you hit it when you were talking about Nebraska and putting the ball on the ground. Is Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan State all did the same thing this year. They played defense, and their special teams played excellent. And every time they punted the ball, every time they punted it, they gained about 20 yards on a change of possession. Can they beat Ohio State by playing that way? I know they beat a lot of other teams playing that way, because other teams would make mistakes and turn the ball over because they got impatient with them. Can Michigan State beat Ohio State by playing that type of a game?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up special teams, because I talked about this on BTN on Tuesday. Is you have to remember that you've got Mark D'Antonio, who I think is the most aggressive coach when it comes to special teams and pulling out fakes, not only in the Big Ten, but maybe in the country. He is not afraid to pull it out and in the biggest of games. Okay, so that's one thing that you're going to have to keep your eye on. But you also have to remember that Urban Meyer for Ohio State, he's the special teams coordinator for the Buckeyes. So know that he's not going to go into this game with his special teams unit not being prepared. When you go to the turnover margin, I think when you look at Michigan State, I think they're strong because they're not loose with the football on offense, and their defense is extremely opportunistic. That's part of the reason why you're the number one defense in the country, is because you get off the field on third down and you force turnovers, which stops the opposing offense's drives early. So I think that there's going to be some opportunities. I don't think Braxton Miller is the best passing quarterback by any means. And when he does throw the ball in the air, I think sometimes he gets a little bit loose with his throws. There will be opportunities for Darquez Denard, for Trey Waynes to make some plays on the football. Of course, Trey Waynes had a couple picks last week for Michigan State against Minnesota. So if Michigan State can come up with a couple of turnovers, they could absolutely not only flip the field, but create an advantage and help them win the game.
So who does win the game, Derek?
Put me on the spot. You know what? I think it's going to be an extremely close game. I like Ohio State. I think Urban Meyer, his mindset, the fact that he's won championships before, has this team focused in the right mindset. There's no way of getting around the fact that he's a great coach. You can only win 24 straight games if you've got what it takes as far as from a motivational standpoint to get your team ready to play each week. With all that being said, I think it's going to be an extremely close game, because I think Mark D'Antonio is an excellent coach as well. They've got an excellent defense. It just, to me, it depends on which Michigan State offense shows up. Okay, the one that only scored 14 points against Minnesota and Purdue, or the one that showed up a number of times this year and put a lot of points on the board. It's a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde offense. Which one is going to show up?
Derek Rackley, Big Ten Network. We'll catch up with him again to kind of talk bowls in 2014 as we continue our coverage here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to the game tomorrow. Derek, thanks for the time, and hopefully things continue to go well for your alma mater and the Gophers.
I appreciate it. Always a pleasure, guys.
Take care. Derek Rackley, Big Ten Network. And again, our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday: who will win the Big Ten championship? 55% said Michigan State. 27% said Ohio State plus the cover of 5.5. 18% said Ohio State will win a close game. Today, what's your initial reaction to Washington hiring Boise State's Chris Peterson as their head football coach? Good, great, okay, or bad? Chris Peterson, who's had so many opportunities, and we talked about that yesterday. What was so great, Pete Russell of CoachingSearch.com, what was so great about Washington? Still haven't figured that out, Jimmy.
You know, I think sometimes as a head coach, it's when you pick the time to leave is critical. You know, and I think right now Boise State is not, you know, that dominating program they had been, or like a TCU had been for a couple years. Yeah. And, you know, and they kind of look at the whole picture and they think, boy, is this not – and not only that, you know, the guy at Washington is leaving a really good football team.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I'd like to go someplace where I think I might win a game or two.
Well, that'll be interesting then. Who does Boise State get? Andy Avalos, who was on the UNK assistant coaching staff here just a few years ago as an alum. He's on the staff up there, and we are efforting a response from Andy on what's going on up there. And I'll be honest, I haven't even had a chance to do more than see what's been on ESPN here in the last half hour. Gary Kubiak was dismissed as the head football coach at Houston. Jimmy, I don't know if that should be a shock. I guess they just didn't think that they wanted to play the last handful of games the way things were going.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what goes on, Doug. Now, I mean, and we've talked about this before, where you know, there's coaches that when they leave, you know, like let's say the Boise State coach leaves and he's going to Washington, they used to let him coach the bowl game. You know, they said, well, hey, you know, you're still our head coach. Yeah. You get to coach the bowl game. These are your kids recruited. Hey, you know, go ahead and coach it. Thanks for everything you've done. You know, you were here for so many years, and we really appreciate it. That's got the world's changed a little bit. Yeah. We don't do it that way anymore. You're leaving? Fine. See ya. Get your office. Can you get an hour?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, I mean, so I don't know, but I think that's answering your question. I was surprised they fired him. Oh, but, hey, somebody else can go in there and maybe turn this around, and maybe they can get these last – month in, you know, I've been talking about getting the body language of the players and everybody heading in the right direction. And
three games left for the Houston Texans, and we are pleased to catch up with Jared Crick, who has always made us his time available for us. And Jared, thanks for joining us right away here on short notice. And it sounds like you're as shocked as probably many people are this morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And like you said, yeah, it's, you know, I just woke up probably about 30 minutes ago. We didn't get home until about 4 o'clock last night after the game. So I woke up to a couple of text messages asking me what was going on. And, you know, I had no idea at first. So I looked it up. And, you know, once I saw on the headlines that, you know, coach had been fired, it's kind of a, so I don't think it's hit me yet.
Yeah, that's different. If it's never happened as a player, like you don't have a high school football coaching change, or it happens in college and you've played in the pros a couple of years, it's probably different to react. What, obviously, you wanted to win the football game last night, and even Coach Kubiak brings Matt Schaub in because Case just isn't getting things going for the offense. Outside of the mood of a loss and the way things are going for Houston, did you sense anything on the plane ride home last night, or was everybody just zonked out?
I think everybody just wore out. You know, it was a late night last night. I don't think we got on the plane until about 1 o'clock Eastern time. So it was pretty silent. You know, we just lost our 11th in a row. Obviously, no one's going to be very happy about it. But there was no sense of anything changing as of yet. You know, it was just kind of, we got a 3-day weekend, you know, after last night. So everybody was looking forward to that, getting away from football for a little bit. You know, there's really no sense of anything that was going to change, not until, you know, we at least got back.
Now, Jared, when will you go back? When will the players meet? When will you, as you said, you got a 3-day weekend. I mean, but will you have any type of drills or anything you're doing like Saturday or Sunday this week?
No, we had today and the next 2 days off, completely off, and then we go back Monday and have a regular Monday work day. But that was, you know, that was under Coop's schedule. And, you know, we don't know what's happening yet. I just texted a couple of teammates of mine and kind of wanted to see if they had heard anything that I haven't yet. So right now we're just kind of sitting and waiting for, you know, to be told what to do.
Jared Crick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show of the Houston Texans. His head coach, Gary Kubiak, was fired this morning after a 2-11 start to the season. We can go down all the expectations. It just hasn't went the way of the Texans. I guess a unique deal about this, Jared, is because Coach Kubiak had the mini stroke just a month ago or 6 weeks ago, Wade Phillips was the interim coach. He's been named the interim coach to serve out the year. What can you tell me about Coach Phillips and just your thoughts on him?
You know, Coach Phillips, Coach Wade, he's a great coach. He knows what he's doing. And, you know, it is a little bit of a relief to know that, you know, he's going to be taking over. That way, you know, nothing really changes too much for us. It'd be, you know, crazy, you know, for someone else to come in and put the script on us. You know, we're too far in the season. We've gone too far. And so it's nice to know that, you know, things are going to be somewhat similar with Coach Phillips. You know, he's our coach defensively anyway, so nothing's really going to change for us on the defensive side of ball, which is, you know, like I said before, a relief. But, you know, Coach, he can get it done. And, you know, the games he entered him, we didn't get it done. But, you know, we have a lot of confidence in him. He's a great mind. He's a great coach. And everybody respects him.
Jared Crick with us for another minute here. Gary Kubiak was, along with Mike McCarthy, the fourth longest tenured coach in the NFL, the first guy to be released this year. Jared, I guess just your thoughts on Coach Kubiak.
I love Kubs. He's a great guy. You know, he's a great coach. He knows football in and out. But the thing that separated Kubs from a lot of coaches is, you know, he was a great man. You know, every day I saw him, he always asked me how my family was, what was going on back home, and he really showed that he cared about everybody. So you don't really find that a whole lot nowadays. You know, a lot of coaches are just all about themselves, you know, more or less concerned about wins and losses and how much they're getting paid, that kind of thing. But Kubs, he was different. You know, he really respected his players. He expected a lot of that of us, but he knew at the same time we expected a lot of him. So, you know, he's just a great guy, and, you know, it's going to be a little bit weird not having them, you know, there leading the ship. But, you know, when you sign up for this league, you sign up for this business, you know what you're getting into, and, you know, you have to be naive not to expect, you know, these kinds of things to happen. You know, teams change every year, and, you know, your best friends on the team can get traded or, you know, they get released, this kind of thing. So it's just part of the business, I suppose. And you really got to be immune to a lot of this stuff if you want to continue to be in this business for as long as a lot of people have.
Jared, that's a good point that you made, and I'm glad our listeners got to listen to what you said, because what you said was very key. And what happens here is in the coaching profession, you lose your jobs so much. I mean, so often do people get fired, and people want your job. In no other profession do people want people fired as often as coaching. Yeah. And the thing of it is Coach Kubiak, like you said, he was a decent person. You liked the way he acted as a man, and the way he treated people as a man. And you know what? When that's all you can do as a coach, sometimes, hey, things don't go well, and you lose some momentum, and you might lose, like you say, 11 in a row. And hey, somebody's in charge of that. But hey, you're in charge of the boat here. But hey, at least, you know, like you said, he didn't yell and scream and lose it and expect that all the players, hey, we're all going to get up tomorrow morning at 6 and let's start running in the morning, you know. I mean, like you said, so I think it's really critical that as a head coach, when you lose your job, you at least, you know, you get to keep your dignity. And that's what he did.
Right. I mean, there's, you know, all the vets who've been around the league, been around numerous coaches, you know, they have all said Kubo's the best. Because, you know, he was a player, and he respects, you know, what it takes to be a football player in the National Football League. He knows the time-consuming. He knows it's, you know, wears on your body. And, you know, he really looks after those things. You know, a lot of guys say that we, you know, we work harder than any other team in the league, but we also get taken care of more than any other team in the league as far as, you know, getting our time off. You know, a lot of guys, and when we have a Thursday game, it's kind of unheard of to get 3 days off, but you know, Coop sensed that, you know, the team needed it, so he gave it to us. And, you know, it's been like that ever since I've been here. When guys are tired, that kind of thing, Coop's always looked out for us. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to miss him. You know, I loved him as a coach. And, you know, I can only wish him, you know, the best going on.
Jared Crick, Houston Texans, former Husker. Jared, is there any truth to the early rumors that Brian Cargill might be the next coach of the Texans?
You know, I had not heard that. He'd have to talk to Coach. You know, that'd be pretty cool to have him have him come down and be with me again. But I think he's pretty happy where he's at.
You've got a chance on Twitter and with the folks in Cozad, and you guys did a really good job, a couple of the ex-players at Cozad, of giving them their props. But we'll give you one more chance here. Boy, they dominated. They dominated all playoff long.
Oh, yeah, they look great. I mean, I could go on all day about these kids. You know, they play hard, they play together, and, you know, coach really had them going. I could watch some kids play football all day long. And, you know, it's kind of nice to actually see them in person, or not in person, but on, you know, on television, yep, on the internet. You know, and before I was just listening to them on the radio and stuff like that, I didn't actually get to see what was going on. But you get to see these kids flying around. You know, you saw Paulson, Watovic, those guys. I mean, they're faster than they look. And, you know, what really caught my eye was Alex Baritza. You know, if that kid doesn't get a D1 scholarship somewhere, you know, there's something wrong with his game, because that kid was on every single play. And that's really what it takes, you know, in high school at least. You know, you see a lot of kids come in, they're, you know, five-star recruits, whatever, but they just have, you know, they have the potential, but they don't have the want to. And that was a big thing for me. I think that's the main reason that I got recruited, was just because I wanted to be on every play. I wanted to make every tackle. And you saw that all the kids on defense for Cozad. So they're all playing the right way. Coaching got them going. And, you know, if, you know, a lot of those kids don't go play ball, you know, somewhere, you know, there's something wrong with colleges nowadays, because those kids played hard. And, you know, it's proud to see. I mean, even if they would have lost, you know, I was still proud of the way they play football.
Well, Jared, I'm sure you want to talk to some of your teammates, and you're probably going to have a busier day now than you would have anticipated. So we'll wish you happy holidays, finish the season strong, and we can't wait for you to get back up here for a couple of days of rest and relaxation. And on this tough day, hopefully everything goes well for the Texans.
Yeah, it should. I mean, we're in good hands, and, you know, the best part about this team is we're close-knit. So no matter what happens, we're all going to stay together, and we're going to finish it through to the end.
All right, Jared. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for the time.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Jared Crick, Houston Texans, at the drop of a hat. He's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gary Kubiak fired. I'll say this. They're going to clean house. You don't fire your coach, Jimmy, because you think somebody on the staff can turn around a 2-11 ball club. They're going to clean house. And then, unfortunately, in this business, you can be a good coach, and things just get a little stagnant. They just want to stir the pot and freshen it up. They're not going to get rid of all their players. They're going to bring in some different coaches. That's my opinion. Wade Phillips isn't the next head football coach of the Houston Texans, which, as a Dallas Cowboy fan, we know too much about that. Buffalo and all those places, he's had his chances.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Doug. That's a good point. That is what's going to happen. It's not going to happen until the end of the season, yeah, but it's going to be done quickly, and it's going to be done before the Super Bowl. You know I mean? During that tenure of the last game. So sometime between January 1st and probably, you know, February 1st is what you're looking at, what they're going to be doing. It'll be very interesting to see who gets this job. You know, this will be an interesting job to see who goes. Is this going to be another college coach that moves to the NFL, or will this be somebody that's had some success in the broadcasting booth and maybe wants to come out and do it? This would be a very interesting deal, because there is some potential there with the Houston Texans, and they're going to get some nice draft picks, it looks like, now, too.
If they hired Gruden, I think Crick would have a good chance of being on the team next year, because that's his kind of player. But their final game is the weekend of the 28th. They've got 3 weeks to go, so you look for a lot of movement there around the first of the year. You'll see how the New Year's Day. But as we talked about college yesterday, there was like 31 D1 coaching changes last year, 33. There won't be near as many this year. Same way in the pros. There was a ton last year. So there won't be as many opportunities to be a head coach. We need to jump into our pigskin pick'em. We've got that coming up to wrap up the show. And so let's throw this out. First off, I want to tell you that Christmas is less than 3 weeks away, so get a hold of Carrie and the Gang at Troutman's Quality Meats and reserve your prime ribs, smoked turkeys, hams and boneless hams. Yes, I intentionally talk about this right before lunch, people. Carrie will even show you how to cook a certified Angus prime rib with your desired special seasoning. If you're looking for a gift for someone for the holidays, Troutman steaks and deli trays are always a great gift. Troutman's also has stocking stuffers from seasoning, sauces, wines, cheeses, and of course a gift card in any domination. Folks, if you want to be the hit of your little Christmas party or just during the holidays want to bring something in for the day at work, meat and cheese tray from Troutman's, always a huge hit. So with Christmas around the corner, reserve your prime ribs, smoked turkeys, hams, boneless hams, and get your special gifts today at Troutman's Quality Meats. They can't do it any better. Carrie and the gang been doing it for years on East Highway 30 in Kearney. Here's our trivia question. I think this is the last one, right, Jeff? This is our last pigskin pick'em of the year.
Yep.
Got $20 up for grabs in Cunningham's Cash, Big Dally's Deli, large combo meal if you get the question right. First one. So here we go. This is it. If you haven't went up against us, this is your last chance. Gary Kubiak being fired today means there's only been three coaches in the NFL that have coached longer than he has in their current tenure. Bill Belichick is number one. Who has the second longest tenure in the NFL? Which coach, which team has held on to their coach the second longest in the National Football League? Bill Belichick is number one, and this team and this coach is number two. First correct caller at 888-455-3776 gets to play Pigskin Pick'em at 888-455-3776.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA football. It's the 2013 Big Ten Championship game between Legends champion and 10th-ranked Michigan State and Leaders champion, unbeaten 2nd-ranked Ohio State. Hi, this is Greg Daniels. Join Dale Hellestray and me for all the action as Braxton Miller and the Buckeyes look to rush past Max Bulla and the stingy Spartan defense. It's the Buckeyes and the Spartans. If it's the Big Ten Championship game, it's right here.
Saturday night on ESPN Radio. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for Pigskin Pick'em, brought to you by our friends at Cunningham's Journal, Big Dally's Deli, all the fine folks that have helped make Pigskin Pick'em a success again in 2013, and get ready for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. More details coming up next week on how you can win our grand prize. And we go to the phone lines. Dave in Kearney, no, Grand Island, Dave in Grand Island, knew that the second longest tenured coach in the NFL is Marvin Lewis of Cincinnati behind Bill Belichick of New England, and then Tom Coughlin of the Giants, and Mike McCarthy would be fourth. So, Dave, congratulations, you genius.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Winner of a large combo meal from Big Daly's Deli, now trying to win the Cunningham's Cash. So let's get into it. A limited number of games going on this week. And the first one is tonight. It is the MAC Championship, Bowling Green at Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is only favored by 4.5 points. Is that right, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That scares me. What do you like on this one, Dave?
That's a little fish. I'll take Bowling Green.
All right, I'm taking Northern Illinois.
I'm going to take Northern Illinois, but Dave, I do like your thinking because you're right. If it's fishy, I like that. I think you're going to be right away. I think he's going to get the $20.
Marshall, Marshall is at Rice. Jimmy, Marshall favored by 6.5. Who you got?
I'm going to take Marshall.
Well, We Are Marshall. I saw was on TV the other night, so I'm going to take Marshall. What about you, Dave?
I will do the same.
Memphis at Connecticut. And that's a pick'em game. So, Connecticut, wow, they're not good, right? They're not good, but it's at Connecticut?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Connecticut because they're at home. Jimmy?
I'm going to take Memphis. I think their offense is just a little bit better than UConn.
And Dave?
I will take Connecticut.
We've got Utah State at Fresno State, and Fresno State is favored by 3. There's some discussion about maybe their coach going somewhere. Jimmy, who you got?
I'm going to take Utah State.
And Dave, who do you got?
I'll take Utah State also.
I have chosen Fresno State in this football game. Texas at Baylor. Baylor, the line continues to go up. It was 13, it was 14, and now it's 15, 15 and a half. Texas at Baylor. Who do you got, Dave?
I'll take Texas.
Whoa, taking the underdog. Jimmy? What do you think?
I'm going to take Baylor, and I think you just lost your $20, bud.
he's back with us.
Well, the first time. Yeah.
Now we're even. We're even again.
I'm going to take. Okay. I'm going to take Baylor. I'm going to take Baylor. Although, who knows? Texas is definitely playing better right now than
way
Baylor.
Better. Baylor's Texas is playing way better than they were.
This could be Baylor's bowl game. That's why you don't take Baylor in whatever bowl game they go to. Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is favored by 10. I guess I got to pick this one first. Oh, man, Oklahoma State's going to be trying to prove something, and nobody's going to be paying any attention. Oklahoma already took down Texas Tech. I was going to take Oklahoma, but I have changed my mind, and I'm going to take Oklahoma State. Jimmy?
I'm going to take Oklahoma State.
Dave?
Oklahoma State for me, too.
All right, there's a clean sweep. Well, we got to pick the championship games, Duke versus Florida State. Jimmy, any chance here for Duke?
None whatsoever. None. Not at all. No chance. The only thing is they're in the game.
I think Florida State turns it over a couple of times. Duke covers. I'm going to take Florida State to win the game. Dave?
Florida State.
Stanford and Arizona State in the Pac-12 championship game. Dave, who do you got? And the line there is Arizona State by 3.
I will take Stanford.
I'm taking Stanford as well, Jimmy.
I'm taking Arizona State. Didn't think about this.
Uh-oh. That has me feeling that that's going to be one of Jimmy's picks for the weekend. The SEC Championship, Missouri-Auburn. I'm going to tell you right now, Missouri and Michigan State, at least one of those teams wins this weekend. I'm going to take Missouri. Auburn's favored by 2. Jimmy?
I'm going to take Missouri.
And Dave?
I like Missouri also.
A surprise that we all, for the team that nobody liked when they were in the Big 12 Conference or Big 8.
Yeah, I'm surprised we went 3-0 on that. Yeah, I really am.
And now the Big 10 Championship, Ohio State, Michigan State. Dave, who you got? It is Ohio State by 5.5.
Well, I want Michigan State, but I think Ohio State will do it.
I think that's the feeling of a lot of folks. Jim, who are you taking?
I'm going to take Ohio State.
I'm taking Michigan State. I said either Missouri or Michigan State, so I'm going to take them both and maybe go 1-1. Our tiebreaker will also be this game, Ohio State and Michigan State. I have my number down. Jimmy has his number down. Dave, total points in the Big Ten Championship for our tiebreaker is?
I'll go 47.
He's on the low end. Jimmy, you're just above that. You got 48.5 written down. And because the first two games have both went over, I'm going over. Not as crazy as the first two Big Ten championship games, but I've got 61 for this football game. Dave, congratulations on what you've won already. Best of luck on the Cunningham's Cash. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Dave from Grand Island, thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah. High scoring the first two Big Ten championship games. And I think this one will be as well, Jimmy. But then again, I've been wrong most of the season.
No, you've been, you know what, it's just like every time we say something and we're right two out of three times or one out of two, you know, and then all of a sudden something snowballs on you. So, I mean, you know, the Nebraska, remember when we talked about the Nebraska-Michigan State game? We thought, well, this will be a low-scoring game. I think it ended up 41-28.
Oh, yeah.
The over-under was like 40. Michigan State had 41 themselves, you know.
A couple of things I know that you are very concerned about. The World Cup draw came out this morning. The United States will play Ghana in the first round of the World Cup next year. They already know that. And then who else is in there? Germany and somebody? Portugal. Germany and Portugal. What do you think? Early World Cup, United States.
Ghana. Ghana's gonna get all the tickets. They already are online right now getting tickets for that thing. So I hopefully can get on there and we'll maybe get at least 50% of the crowd.
Also, I'm gonna put this up for you. I'm gonna buy you lunch if you know the answer. This isn't your get it wrong that you owe me lunch. I'm gonna buy you lunch if you know the answer.
Wow, that'll be nice.
What sport? I'm gonna give you a name, you tell me what sport this person is in. Trevor Knowles.
Lacrosse.
Trevor Knowles had a near record-setting run of 3.1 last night to take the lead in steer wrestling after the first round of the National Finals Rodeo, which is underway in Las Vegas, and I always enjoy watching at night when I get home from my basketball and wrestling. Rodeo is the correct answer.
Well, I know he's in rodeo. Everybody knows he's in rodeo. But you know when he was a high school lacrosse player,
sure.
How good he was.
You bet. That's the fastest first round time since Gary Green and Roy Duvall back in 1985. So that's going on. We've got great sports action all weekend long. Basketball tonight. It's Kearney Bellevue West at 5 here on ESPN. Adams Central and Holdridge. And that gets underway at 6 on 1230 KHAS. Kearney Catholic will play the Norfolk Catholic girls at 6 and the Parkview Christian boys at 8. Those games are at Sandy Creek, and those will be on Classic Hits 98.9. So will the Kearney Catholic matchups in that Central Catholic tournament tomorrow from Grand Island. We will have the SEC and Big Ten championship game here on ESPN. I'll be at the Kearney High Wrestling Invite tomorrow. The finals will be on Classic Hits 98.9. And Jimmy, anything else?
Nope. If you want my three picks, I can give them to you. But if not,
no,
we don't
I
have
want
to
them.
Have them.
I want them because that's what I was waiting to hear.
Well, the two slight picks that I just like slightly, I like Ohio State a little bit. Michigan State has to do it on field position and punting the ball, and they've gotten some turnovers over teams lately, and they just don't score enough points. And Ohio State, I think, has got too many offensive threats for them.
Yeah, one score game.
Yeah, and I like Oklahoma State at home. They're playing Oklahoma. I like them at home just from the fact that, you know, Oklahoma State really looked good against Baylor. I think they're heading the right direction. Oklahoma got some really key turnovers against Kansas State and has really struggled in big games against some of the teams like Baylor. Yeah. When they travel on the road, they've had some trouble. But Oklahoma, don't get me wrong, you got to be careful on this game because if the spread was at the beginning of the year, it would have been a pick'em game.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to be a little careful. But the one that you really like, and these usually work, people, is when you have a rematch of a game that's already been played, and then all of a sudden they have to travel to the other place. And Nebraska played Washington a couple years ago, and then they had to replay him in the bowl game.
Yeah.
And Washington's got something to play for. You know, there was a bowl game with Iowa State and Tulsa last year, and then they had a rematch of that. Well, you've got Arizona State getting to host Stanford. And, I mean, the Arizona State at home, the spread's basically even. It's a pick'em game. It's 3 points. But I just can't see Arizona State taking going at home and getting to play in a game. Why would you let anybody play a game like this at home anyway? I mean, this is not very fair. When Miami of Florida used to play Nebraska at home, you know, in the Orange Bowl at Miami, we had a lot of trouble. We won a game every once in a while, but not very often. So I really think that Arizona State will probably have some success here.
All right, there's Jimmy's picks. He's got Oklahoma. He's got Arizona State. and he likes Ohio State a little bit. A little bit, he said. Millard West, Harrison Phillips is the Nebraska Gatorade Football Player of the Year. Nebraska Volleyball plays tonight on Nebraska Educational Television. That gets underway. Have we done everything? Anything else I need to do, Jeffrey? Okay. Plays tonight on Nebraska Educational Television at 7 o'clock. If you're going down, of course, Oregon, Miami, and Florida play at 4:30. So, Tri-City Storm, they fell last night by a score of 4-1. They have two more games at Des Moines and Cedar Rapids the next two nights. You can hear that on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Again, all kinds of news with baseball signings, but Gary Kubiak was released as the head football coach of the Houston Texans within the last hour. We want to thank Jared Crick of the Houston Texans for joining us today. Brian Munson of Big Red Report to talk Husker football, and Derek Rackley of the Big Ten Network to preview the Big Ten Championship and talk Big Ten football. We will be back Monday, talk a little Heisman, talk about where Nebraska's going bowling and their opponent, and see how we did in Pigskin Pick'em. Jimmy, see you then.
Take care.
Have a great weekend, everyone, and enjoy your football. You've been listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.